Galloway. Joining us now, the State Opposition Leader, Matthew Guy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brett.
I imagine before we get to East West, like all political leaders, your thoughts and concerns would be with what's going on in Sydney too.
Very much so, and I feel deeply for the families of the people who are being held hostage at the moment. I think all of us feel terribly deeply for those for the families of those, and particularly, obviously, for the people inside there. It must be absolutely terrifying, and we are all hoping and praying for a peaceful outcome.
Absolutely. Now, to the business of the day and the release of the business cases, too, for the East-West Link. Some 9,000 pages were given to reporters this morning, and based on what's been released by Labor, it doesn't exactly seem to be a convincing model when the first business case said that for every dollar spent, the Link would only produce a return of 45 cents.
Well, this is all how the Labor Party has spun what we've seen out of today. And, Brett, I'd say in the first instance to all of your listeners out there who are sitting in traffic, who are actually seeing as Melbourne grows by 85,000 people every single year, if the government doesn't want to build the East-West stages 1 or 2, what road projects are they going to build to help alleviate congestion in a city approaching 4.5 million people? The answer, nothing. Labor's alternative is just simply to do nothing. Now, I'd ask, Brett, this government has now released the details of the East-West business case. Are they going to do the same for the Mikey business case? Are we going to see the same for the North-South pipeline? Are we going to see the same for EastLink or even the desalination plant?
My
bet is that we won't.
Now, as a journalist, I'd love them to, but I understand your point. And, of course, there's the issue of cabinet confidence, and this breaks a protocol. But
well, there was an issue until today. And now, of course, Daniel Andrews has set that convention aside. So I simply say, if Daniel Andrews feels this way about East West, he should be so confident as to release all of those business cases, Mikey, Desal, North-South Pipeline, EastLink. If he's so confident about one, will he have the courage to actually release the lot? Brett, our city is growing at 85,000 people every year.
I understand that.
The East West is about jobs and the way we live.
Absolutely. But it's also the argument about, did it stack up financially? Now, based on the documents released by Labor today, they indicate that it didn't. That it might have been a worthwhile project in terms of, you know, helping a lot of people who needed to travel across the city. But when you're talking about such a multi-billion dollar investment, that it just didn't return the investment dollar that taxpayers should be wanting.
Well, what was not spoken about today is that those documents show that it underlines the cost of not acting. I mean, we face an annual congestion bill of $6 billion growing by 2021, an additional $1.1 billion in varied travel times and other costs if we don't build this project. It's very, very simple. The city needs new infrastructure. If you sit on your hands and do nothing, in 4 years' time, it will be a hell of a lot worse if we've done nothing, which is entirely Daniel Andrews' strategy.
But if you have a look at the figures, the initial business model came up with a figure of a return of only 45 cents for every dollar spent. Now, obviously, that was never going to fly. Then the inclusion of wider economic benefits, the figure was pushed up to 84 cents for every dollar spent, so still not breaking even. And then 2 months later, your government, the former coalition government, released a statement, and it wasn't really much more than a statement, saying it would get back $1.40 for each dollar invested, but that included money already put towards the Tullamarine Freeway and so forth. These figures were really heavily massaged to get them up to break even, weren't they?
Well, what's very, very clear is that the East-West proposal was more than just a tunnel. It did include what you just said, the widening of the Eastern Freeway, public transport upgrades, new cycling infrastructure. Brett, I say it again to all of those of your listeners who are sitting in traffic. It is about jobs and the way we live. We are scrapping 3,000 jobs by scrapping this project. Daniel Andrews is going to send a few hundred people to the unemployment queues just before Christmas. He has not explained to the Victorian people on what legal grounds he has sought to suspend this project, given that it has legally signed contracts, and it will not be good enough in 4 years' time to Melbourne to have added not a single new piece of road or rail infrastructure, which is what Daniel Andrews' plan is for our state for the next 4 years.
True, and I will be talking to James Molino, the Deputy Premier, after 5, but just on the East-West Link, do you accept now that based on these numbers, the investment didn't stack up?
No, no, I don't accept that at all. What I accept, Brett, is what your listeners will know as they sit in their cars, gridlocked in a city that is going by 85,000 people a year. Our city needs new infrastructure. For Labor to scrap the biggest road project in Australia, to last week jettison the biggest rail project in Australia, to release no other business cases such as Mikey, the North-South Pipeline, the D-Cell, or the East-West Link, the East Link rather, shows that you can have James Molino on After Five all you like. This guy will shout out spin and vile, but what he won't shout out is the truth, and that is our city needs new infrastructure,
but only
the Liberals were going to build it.
No problem with needing new infrastructure. Of course, a city that's, as you say, nearly 4.5 million people, only 400,000 off Sydney. We do need new infrastructure. There's no one disagreeing with that. It's a question of where it's spent and what's the best value for money.
We had two projects, the biggest rail project and the biggest road project in Australia, and Labor have jettisoned both of them.
We'll ask them
start in the first 2 weeks.
Again, I'll talk about their plans, but just finally, the estimate in the business case that was given to your government, that only 13% of cars on the Eastern Freeway would use the tunnel. The vast majority of traffic was going south or into the city.
Well, one of the key points about the East-West, Brett, was it was about our logistics future. It was about jobs and the way we live. I say it again, jobs. That is why we wanted to build the Port of Hastings, build the East-West Link, actually move infrastructure and jobs across our city, whether it's from the industrial areas in Truganina to Newport areas in Hastings. Mm. But if you scrap that kind of infrastructure, you scrap a vision for our city, a city growing at 80,000 people per year.
Right.
If there's no vision from this current state government, then what that shows is Victoria will stall and our economy will find it more difficult to recover over the next 4 years because Labor have scrapped the biggest road and the biggest rail project in Australia, which frankly is not good enough.
Matthew Guy, State Opposition Leader, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brett.